Rabbi said, we're going to go to the Sikkum HaSugya of the Churban. Last year, I think we got stuck over here. We didn't get a chance to get the Nakuda, which I think is a very important Nakuda. The Sugya starts a Kamsu Ba Kamsa. It's a Modnazach. Puts the whole achrayas the ikar on kamsa, first of all, not even baal kamsa. Baal kamsa, according to many, Malcho was the son of kamsa. As is the Malcho, comes out that we don't even call him by his name. The one that gets the open flask without any chmosim is kamsa. Kamsa didn't do anything. He's sitting in his house. He could be learning daf yomi. Maybe even learning Bein. What's Kamsa doing? He's not even there. There's no from it. The Hotkonish, the Tomadam. And we bavar from our Kamsa. He's the only one we know. The only one that we could point to and say we know his name is Kamsa. Not from the Baal Kamsa. Everybody, Kulam Oimdim Bezeh. And then it goes through the Seder Avorim, the Maisa. The whole mice is a mice and muzer. Mice and muzer, the whole story. And as I mentioned in previous years, when Chazal want to give us a dugma, an example of chubm, they want to tell us how to fix it. So you give me a normal case of sinas chinam that could happen yom liyom, that I could take home, that I could go home now and be misakin my sinas chinam. I think in Gantz Klali Sol you probably can't find anybody that has Yenis and Aschinim from the Yenna Yid, that guy who made the Suda, who we don't even know who he is, that he refused to allow Baal Kamsa to stay for the Suda. Does anybody go home after they learn the Sugi and Gitna and go, oh, from now on, I'm a Kabul. I'm not throwing anybody out of my Simcha B'Farhesia. Has anybody in their lifetime thrown somebody out of their Simcha B'Farhesia? The whole mice is a mice of Muzer. And Chazal are giving us a mice, and they're telling us that that is the Nekuda of the Churban. That means there's something here for us to take, that we have to shtol too. The Maral is very marach to explain this whole relationship of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. He stopped trying to explain why is Kamsa responsible. The Maral doesn't ask the way we're asking. Stamazay, the Bar Kamsa is Kemat not even mentioned. The Kamsa is mentioned. He's just, the Maral Stam says, what's wrong with Kamsa? Kamsa given a chava with whoever the Baal Suda was. So the Maral explains it wasn't Emes a Chavashaf, it was everything was fake and like Midian and Moyov, the Maral is a whole mahalach to explain that. But I think that the outstanding question, more than the question why is Kamsa responsible, more than the question of why we don't even know who the Baal Suda was, he's Zikr responsible. Right? Well, it seems that the fingers are being pointed in the wrong direction. The Baal Suda, if anybody is a maneuver, he's a maneuver. The fingers are not pointed in his direction, Bechlau. The Baal Suda. The Stambe, he's responsible also. Who is he? You're not even telling me who he is. Chazal, Wamala Mayan from the name, means that's not the central figure. The bigger Pella, maybe from everything, is I think how we ended off last year with the Kasha we asked. Pratzkel Abramsky is Masber, that Tzchariah ben Avkulis, who was then the one that paskin the Shaila in the Beis Hamikdash, which is how the Sugya ends, with Tzchariah ben Avkulis, he was the Poisik. He paskin. And had to make a decision. Makrav Zayin the Behemah, not to be Makrav the Behemah. Not to be Makrav the Behemah, what do you do with Bar Kamsa? And Tzchariah ben Avkulis paskin all the Shailas. Right? He passed in that they can't be Makar of the Behemah because Yoyim Ubali Mumim crave Malam is Beach. Right? That's what he passed. And in fact, if the Olam remembers, we discussed the Shaila and Halacha. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovetz Oros, brings a raya from our sugya to a shayla al maisa. I mean, what's the reason why Ischai ben Afkulus only said Yoimru? What about this animal itself? Mashma, the animal itself, Ischai paskin, they could be mak of this animal. He said the future, Yoimru, Klal Yisrael will say now that you're allowed to bring a balmum on the Mizbeach. Right? It's mashma, this behemoth itself, Ischai held they could bring as a carbon. Why? This is a balmum. So Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Aura says, Shloi Malchus is Pikuach Nefesh. So Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha. So they're allowed to bring this behemoth. So then what? So what's the problem? Yoimru, what they'll say in the future. So Rebbe Chanan learns that in the future it won't be Pikuach Nefesh. You understand? We're not worried about now. Now you're allowed to bring the behemoth, it's Pikuach Nefesh. But in the future. So he brings that he had a shock of attire, one of the G'dayli Yisrael, in the Kovetz Aharas. And the end, he backs off for Bochanan. He wants to learn like this. But he says that the response from the Brand Rav, when he goes back and forth with him, Rav Ben Zion Feldman, he says that he held that just like Pikuach Nefesh is doicha that they could bring a balmum, it's also doicha gzeira. What do you tell me now? Now it's a gzeira? It's doicha gzeira too? So it's not for now. We discussed halacha shayla, which is not for Tisha B'Av, whether in fact, whenever you have a case of Pikuach Nefesh, doicha Shabbos, or doicha any yisr, are you allowed to do it if the one who's going to do it is going to do something which they're not allowed to do? Use the Mechal Shabbos to do a Pikuach Nefesh, and they're going to then do other things. You understand? You ask a Mechal Shabbos paramedic, then he's going to do other things that you're not allowed to do. Are you allowed to get a ride with him? I was asked to Shai Lalocha Lamais. This is Mamish the Shach of Atayah between Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Tzion Feldman. This was him. But Pchatzkel Abramsky actually says that you see from this Gemara that the manipulation of the Torah Akdoisha is Doicha even Pikuach Nefesh. Could you imagine? You could be over any Avera, but you can't put the authenticity of the Torah in danger. And if there's going to be a manipulation, what the Torah itself is, Yoimru, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky says that's... So because Rav Chatzkel Abramsky is a whole new approach, not like Rebbe Chanan, not whole new approach. And that's why Zecharia did the right thing. Chazal don't question Zecharia's psak halacha. He did the right thing. But then, they had a shaila if they should kill him. They should kill Bar Kamtza. And Zecharia ben Avkula said, Hagam, that it makes sense to kill him because he could be a roidev. He's a roidev. In fact, they have a bunch of tirutzim from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They asked him this shayla. What's pshat in Zecharia? Roidev. Nitin la'atzil, you kill a roidev. A guy's going to kill. This guy's a roidev. Right? But Zecharia said he was afraid that they're going to say, matul mum b'kotrim is chayiv misa. Right? He didn't want. The Gemara, the end says, Rav Yochanan, it's a scary member. Om Rav Yochanan, and the senusoi shall Zecharia ben Avkulos his chiva base mikdashen. As I zok the Gemara, his humility that he was humble, he didn't want to take the achrayas to kill him. He was afraid. Hichriva base mikdashen. It's a pella. I'm just saying that's how Rav Yochanan is misakim the sugya. So I believe that this was a question we asked last year and we didn't give a teretz. It was got too late. But this is I think that here lies one of the tremendous nekudas that we could take from the sugya. Because as I'm telling you, when we go through the sugya here line by line, there's very little about the event of the sugya, the maisa, that we could take home. Baruch Hashem. I don't think any of us are in the parasha of Bar Kamsa or the Baal Hasuda, or none of us, Baruch Hashem. And if somebody comes to our simcha uninvited, even if it's somebody we don't like, we give them a seat, and we make them feel good. I think, Ganz Klal Yisrael. Ganz Klal Yisrael. Kach Noyagim. So what do we take from the sugya? What taka do we take? So this kasha, but I'll tell you what bothers me even more. Forget putting the blame in the wrong place. Chayv and Avkulas. But Moshe has a fascinating tshuva, Neven Ezer, where he points to this Gemara that when it comes to halacha, you can't be humble. Somebody wrote a very daring tshuva, Shaila, to Rav Moshe. Another Rav, Ha'odom Gadol, chosh of a person. Obviously, he didn't know his limits because he's questioning Rav Moshe, how do you have a right to say such chidushim that you say? I mean, he said, very respectful. He didn't. Because Rav Moshe has some tshuvas where Rav Moshe builds a whole tshuva on his own way of thinking, which could be a new idea. So basically, he questions Rav Moshe's, you know, and Rav Moshe very humbly says that I will not get humbled, in a very humble way. And then he quotes this sugya. It's Chayav and Avkulas. That comes to halacha, you can't be humble, you gotta stand, you gotta do, you gotta hold your ground, you gotta. Lamaisa, it seems to distort the whole sugya. Because the whole sugya is complementing the Bavli of Meseches Yuma Daf Tes and the Yerushalmi and Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph and Yuma, that the Churban of the second Beis Hamikdash was because of Sinas Chinam. That's the whole point. The point of the whole sugya is Sinas Chinam. Rav Yechanan Lucharev comes at the end of the sugya and he goes, forget about Sinas Chinam. Anivus. Lucharev, the last line of the sugya distorts our whole thinking. So now a person goes away from the sugya and says, you know what? So Gornish Satan with Sinas Chinam. Don't put on Sinas Chinam. If Schai would have been upset, he would have held on his guard like Rav Moshe says in Igris Moshe. I said Rav Moshe didn't print the Igris before Schai and Akos. Of course. Then Chayav and Avkulas would have opened up Igros Moshe and said, oh, I have to hold my ground. The whole message is Sinas Chinam. That's the whole message. So that's the message. So what's the Tzach though? Well, what's the Yechanan saying? Mamish Apella. That to me is like a, again, It's going to be miyashiv to me, the whole sugya. But the end of the sugya by me is mamish, it's a pelaniflin. So I want to share with you a little bit, firstly, what the musig of Sinas Chinam is, and what the musig of Eicha is. Sinas Chinam, I was zeichet to hear a shmuz from a Matzisio Solomon's or Gesund Zayn many years ago. He was talking about Sinas Chinam. And he said over a marshal that he heard from the gates of the Rosh Hashiva, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, the barrier, the outer gates of the Rosh Hashiva, he said over a gewaldige marshal. He started off with Matasio talking about Sinas Chinam. Right? He said, Sinas Chinam? Who has Sinas Chinam? Do you know anybody has Sinas Chinam? Have you ever met anybody that has Sinas Chinam? The person who has the biggest problem in Olam HaVeira you know of, right? In your mind, somebody you know of, Nebuch, that guy is Bein Olam HaVeira, Shrekwach. Does he have Sinas Chinam? Absolutely not. He'll give you a shaf of reasons why he hates the guy. You ever say something, I hate the guy's guts, why? No reason. Have you ever met such a person? Have you ever met a person that for no reason hates another person? They'll tell you, I hate the person for no reason. What do you mean? They have hundreds of reasons. Cheshbein is the person to stop. Sinas Chinam. What's he Sinas Chinam? Good, so the Goyen says in Evan Shloime, and the Sefer HaChinuch talks about this in many places, that Avada, a person has to believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world, and whatever you're supposed to get, you get. And therefore, the other person really didn't do an avla. They didn't, that person is not affecting it. So you hate that person because Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, that person didn't really affect you. Right? True. Okay. So that's it. The Goyim says it klar. The Sefer HaChinuch says it. Yerushalmi says it. Nedorim. By Loisikim Veloisito. So for sure, Rav Matis Yoel said that in spite of that, you still can't call it Bechina. It's not Bechina. It's far the guy hurt you. You could say, Nechanami, I was going to get it anyway, but he was the guy that did it. That's true. I can't put all the blame on that guy for my tzoras. True. But Lamaisa, Yenat Mimavaza given. Yenat. So Lamaisa, it hurts. It's not Bechina. Bechina means for no reason. Rav Matis Yoel said that he heard from the gates of the Rosh Hashiva the following mashal. He said, Klal Yisrael are one goof. We're one. We are one people. We're one goof. The Yerushalmi Taka makes such a dimyon. When you cut off an arm, you put the whole body in a sakana. You can't isolate something. When it's one body, you can't isolate it. So he said, the gates of the Rosh Hashiva said the following. He said, imagine a kid comes home from school one day, missing an arm, amputated. The kid comes home without his arm, bandaged up, missing his arm. See, he asked the kid, what happened? The kid says, my Rebbe cut my arm off. Cut my arm off. Why? For no reason. Zok the gates of the Roshiva, you go to the cheder. Are you told him? You ready to kill the guy? The guy goes, 1 second. Do you know what I put up with? Your son every day comes to school with another tchotchke. Yodo vasuko is kol hayom. The whole day he's playing with stuff. And every single day he gives me a heartache. This is going on a half a year already. And I gave him hasro. Already for a half a year. Next time I'm cutting your arm off. And he keeps on doing it. So Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, there's a concept of you give Hasra, then you give an Eidish. So I cut his arm off. Zok the gates in the Rosh Hashiva, what would the parents say? Would the parents say, oh, okay, now at least I hear, I'm still upset. I'm upset. But now at least I hear Taka wasn't for nothing. Would the parents say that? Okay. My son, Yankel, why'd you tell me your Rebbe did it for nothing? You're playing in class. Would the parent do such a thing? The Teretz is. Because it so much doesn't justify the crime. That's still Bechina. That makes it not, that's a reason. That's not, it's nothing. Zok him at the show. Cutting off another Jew, hating another Jew, that's an amputation. That's always Bechina. Of course there's justifications. He did this, he did that, I did that, all the justifications. You just cut an arm off. On that scale, it's always Bechina. On the scale of understanding what Sinas Chinam is, understanding its mam is one goof. Rav Zeidel Epstein, Zechet Tzadik Levroch, somebody I knew, was Zechet to know, he was the Mashgiach in Torah Eretz. He said, oh, Adam Choshev Moed, Mamish from the last, from the Shiori Knesset Agdela. Rav Shlomo Zalman many times told me about Rav Zeidel Epstein, what a Choshev Yidi was. When he first came, immigrated to Eretz Yisrael, so a Talmud came to visit him. Talmud comes to visit him. He was mamish there just a couple of days, but he was there enough to know that there's all kinds of hashkochas in Eretz Yisrael, and you know, in America, you know, it's OU, in Eretz Yisrael, it's in it, 25 different layers of hashkochas. See, he gave the Talmud a drink, and he apologized. He said, listen, in case this is not, I'm new here, ich bin agrino, you know, I'm coming from America, where we have, you know, it's hashkocha in Valtik. He says, if it's not for your standard, the Rebbe tells the Talmud, if it's not for your standard, don't feel bad, no problem. The Talmud's like laughing, you know, took the drink. He says, while I'm there, Another Ben Torah walks into Rav Zeidel Epstein to say Shalom Aleichem, welcome to Eretz Yisrael. The same story goes on. He offers him a drink. He tells him the same shtickle Torah. The second guy did not rely on the Hashgach. Taka. So much he didn't rely on the Hashgach that he turns to Rav Zeidel Epstein and he says, Rebbe, you're new here, right? So let me show you how you take maizes. And he takes out a cup. He starts showing him, you know, he's showing his host, who he came to welcome to Eretz Yisrael, who's probably 40 years older than him, right? And a Shas Mole more knowledgeable than him. He's showing him at it. And if Zeidel was sitting there like this, he says, the story's not over. The Rebbetzin was leaning over. Rebbetzin Epstein was leaning over. And this guy's making his party to show how his mouth was trimmed with some ice. He's teaching Rav Zeidel how his mouth was trimmed with some ice. He tells the Rebbe, could you move your hand off the table because you're blocking the view? So he's running his Truma show, his Hafrosh's Truma Sumaisra show, by Rav Zeidel Epstein. Rav Zeidel Epstein is sitting like a puppy. Shkoyach, does. I said, Yashokoyach. After the guy leaves, the Talmud says, Rabbeinu, you have to teach me how to be such a sovereign. How are you moichel the Kavod HaTorah and Rav Zeidel looks at me and goes, did you see how much hanoah he had with that whole show that he was doing? How much hanoah? Zayn hanoah is mine hanoah. I wasn't moichel covered. This was my greatest pleasure. Ayid kum darayin, evil weizen, as a ganze knacker. He puts the text out, with the cup. Beautiful. Rav Zeidel felt... He felt wrong. It was his kid enjoying. If my son comes to the table, wants to say, oh, Mr. Kulter, make a gewaldig, let him play a show. It was a gewaldig. That was the musik. And that's what Matasio was saying. Oy mifashteit that we're one, we understand that there's nothing that justifies sinas chinam. There's nothing that justifies sinas. Of course we have a book full of sinas chinam. Nothing. The Novi says, Eicho Yoshva Bodot. Kam Chazal, and Chazal say, Eicho is a Lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu used, Eicho Solvatchem. Comes the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Dvorim, and says that this word Eicho is actually the word that the Novi uses to refer to the Churban. Always. And the word Eicho comes from the Lashon Ayeko. It was already used by Adam HaRishon. Ayeko. The Medrash, the Zohar HaKadosh Zok Tazeh. Ayeko Romzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meramis to Adam HaRishon. The Osid L'Chabo Bei Mikdosho U'L'Mivki Bei Eicho. Here is Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Eicho that we find by Moshe Rabbeinu in Shabbos Chazoin, and we find in the Megillas Eicho, is already going back to Adam HaRishon. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misamal to Adam HaRishon Eicho, Ayeko, that was this Eicho. Now I want to tell you, the Baal HaTanya, the famous Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when he was arrested in Petersburg, there was a Jew who was in charge of the prison. Nebuchadnezzar, actually a learned Jew, he was in charge of the prison. And he had a whole conversation with the Baal HaTanya. And he asked the Baal HaTanya this question of Ayeko. He said, Rebbe, maybe you could explain to me, Akasha always bothered me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Adam HaRishon, he says, Ayeko, where are you? Right? Parshas Precious. And Adam HaRishon starts answering where he is. So the jailer in Petersburg asked the Baal HaTanya, he says, I don't understand. The Eibishter doesn't know where Adam HaRishon is? The Eibishter is asking him, Ayeko? The Baal HaTanya told him, you don't understand. He says, Hashem asks this question from us every single day. Where are you holding? Every day of your life, Hashem is asking you, where are you holding? Ayeko is a mouthful question. Ayeko is not, where are you? Well, you're sitting here, you're sitting there. Where is your life? Wo stehst du? That's the question. And that's the Churban. The Churban is based on Ayeka. Where are you? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's what Yeshaya said. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying. The beginning of the Chet that started the Churban was the Chet HaMeraglim. The Gzeira of the Churban Beis HaMikdash was by the Chet HaMeraglim. The Meraglim. What did the Meraglim do? We know what the Meraglim did. But if we have to go to the Sherish, what led them to do what they did? There's a pasuk that the Rishonim already omer on. V'anihi be'enehem k'chagovim. V'chein oyinu be'enehem. Hazei shteit in pasuk. V'anihi be'enehem k'chagovim v'chein oyinu be'enehem. Hazei shteit in pasuk. And the Rishonim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu, before they went, he told them, "Vischazakte, you should have koyach. You should have strength. Don't fall into yish." And their chet was that they fell into the mabat of yish. We felt like chagovim. Vanihi beineim kachagovim v'chein hoyinu beineim. The Meraglim themselves felt like Chagovim. That was the beginning. In that chet was Nigzar the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In that chet alone was Nigzar the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What does the word Kamsa mean? Grasshopper. That's what the word Kamsa means. Kamsa means grasshopper. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal said, why would Chachamim quiet Taka? And they're all quiet. Nobody got up and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Host, what are you doing?" That was Bakamsa's time. Bakamsa said him. Shlomo Zalman said, "The Chachamim got that good cheshbon. Bakamsa was a maneuver. Look what he did at the end. You don't need me to tell you. He was malshon on God's claw, Yisrael. He was the worst of the worst. A Moiser is the only Jew. We don't even bury him like we bury other Jews. A Moiser was Moiser, one Jew. He was Malsh and Gans Kol Yisrael. A Menuvel Sheb and Menuvolim." So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you think the Chachamim didn't know who Bar Kamsa was? The Lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman was, Ed Gansenish Balando. He ain't totally didn't belong there. So the Bala Suda is asking this maneuver to leave. The maneuver to leave. And Shlomo Zalman said, and why was he a maneuver? So Chazal say in Medrash Eicha, he was a Baal HaGroifin. He was a tough guy. V'hoyo oviv misyore mimenu. His father was afraid of him. His father never was mechanech. Kamsa was not Machanach Bar Kamsa. He was afraid of his son. He didn't take a stand. He didn't take a stand to show his son how to live a life. Rabbi Yisai, I hold that's why the sugya starts with Kamsa. And Mameli given a Bar Kamsa. There was a Kamsa. And Bar Kamsa was just a parish of you know who? V'anihi b'einenu k'chagovim. Taka grasshopper. The Hemshech HaSugya goes, everybody went in the derech of Kamsa. Nobody stood up. Zokt Rav Yechanan, the end of the Sugya. Mata chas v'sholom z'chai ben avkulis, he's misamos in aschinam. You have to stand up. Rabbi Sai, we have to not tolerate Sinas Chinam. When we see Sinas Chinam, we have to stand up for it. We have to be Moicha. We won't have Sinas Chinam. for your mecha. It's a geschmackheit to talk about people. Geschmackheit to put people down. And even the people that don't suffer from that, sit panivus, humbly, watching sinas chinam. And we have to realize that that humility, from being meicha, from realizing sinas chinam is cutting off a limb. If you saw Reuven cutting off Shimon's limb, you wouldn't be quiet. That humility is contributing to the churban. That's how Rabbi Yochanan ends the sugya. He's not trying to digress from sinas chinam. He's not digressing from sinas chinam. The lesson of the sugya is sinas chinam. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us how to deal with sinas chinam, not with anivus. Don't let things roll by. If we won't let things roll by, they won't happen. The guy who you know is a shtickle balosh and hara. Maybe you're on a madrega baruch Hashem that you get uncomfortable from him. Do you ever tell the guy you're not slosh and hara? Do you ever tell the guy mirechnish does it? At best, you feel uncomfortable. At worst, you enjoy the story. But at best, that's not my dad. I hope he finishes the story soon. Now, there's one more point I would like him to say. Oh, now he could end the story. I know some people are moich on Lashon Hara only after the main punchline. So Rav Yochanan is ending the sugya by saying, the churban comes from not standing up for the right thing. If you don't get that last line, you could learn the whole sugya. And the sugya starts with a father that didn't stand up to his son. Akamza, Ubar Kamza. Starts the sugya starts that way. And that's what we have to be makabel, that this year it should be a year of no tolerance for sinas chinam. Not just any sin. Baruch Hashem, we could all go home and say we don't really have sinas chinam. But we tolerate it very well, unfortunately. We tolerate it very well. Even a simple thing as reading an article that you see has sinas chinam, has lashon hara in it, that's tolerated. That's tolerating. You should throw it in the garbage. If you feel that there's sinas chinam being conveyed, it should be thrown in the garbage. It's a newspaper. I never understood why a newspaper, that I hold a real, officially, B'nai Torah newspaper, needs a Rav HaMachshir. I don't understand. Much more complicated than giving Ashgoch on a restaurant. Every story. Shaila from Lashon Hara. I hope that there's no newspaper could say that they're the Spitz B'nai Torah newspaper unless there's a Rav HaMachshir who knows Hilchos Lashon Hara and goes through it and says this newspaper is clean. Clean from Lashon Hara. They'll have that even the wig you can't see. Not only they block off the face, but the from a newspaper, even the wig you can't see. They're just telling you under the blur there's a wig. Not lace front. It's a non-lace front wig that's blurred. About ganze shtickel Lashon Hara mefurish. With the kri and the ksiv. So what is it? We tolerate sinas chinam. And that's why, that was the thought I had last year. That's where Rabbi Yochanan ends the sugya. Don't have anivus. Don't have misplaced anivus. And even in your chabura of people, if you stand up this year to sinas chinam, you'll see, you'll change your whole chabura, your whole circle of people. And if you have anybody in your circle that suffers from these inyanim, it's because you don't stand up for it. You shouldn't have anivus. And we'll be zeichet taka, zeherem gute zachen, the binyan beis hamirish meher b'yomeinim.